Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A couple of weeks ago, a few of us guys got together for a Saturday afternoon cookout. Our gracious host had gone to the trouble and expense of laying in three dry-aged sirloin steaks. He grilled them and seasoned them perfectly, and we had ourselves a feast. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, would you be surprised to learn that I'm going to switch over to dry-aged steak full-time?
No, I'm not surprised at all. It happens to be my favorite version, too. And quite frankly, in the old days, almost all the steaks were dry aged. It wasn't until the 60s when we switched over to what we now basically are all offered is the wet aged steaks. It honestly became an issue of money. You know, we can talk about the process, but when you dry age a steak, you know, you lose weight. Mm-hmm. And then these guys couldn't sell. They'd start with 100 pounds of steak and end up with 80 pounds of steak. And then they realized, well, if they just started with 100 and charged the same amount per pound, they make a lot more money.
Yeah. To get an insider's look at the dry aging process, I went out to John Brown General and Butchery Store. It's out in Hunt Valley. I spoke with the owner, Robert Voss, who's a former chef. And I learned that he only uses 100% grass-fed beef raised on local farms, where their commitment to quality is as high as his. Dry aging is ancient, don't you think? I mean, it goes back to the first mastodons.
Right.
What goes on at the cellular level?
There's two things that happen. One is that obviously the meat begins to desiccate or lose water. And we know from making sauces that if we can boil water out of a stock, we can concentrate its flavor. So a piece of meat is hanging and dry aging. It's losing moisture and flavors are concentrated.
But it's not turning into beef jerky, is it?
No. God forbid. I mean, we're only talking about 30 days, you know, and we usually age the whole cut. It's rare that you age, say, New York strip steaks. You age the whole loin, then cut the strip steak. So, you know, we're just talking about some desiccation on the outside. But it also allows for the enzymes to work better that break down the fibrous parts of the meat and also give off a more approachable or agreeable flavor. So there's a big difference in flavor from wet age to dry age because of the enzyme activity when the meat is hanging in the dry aging process.
Well, when you visit a place like the John Brown Butchery, you may be astonished by the appearance of the dry aged meat.
Yes.
They are huge chunks of beef laying on trays in a cool, well-ventilated locker. And the beef chunks are really gnarly old things, Jerry. They got all this fat and bones, and the meat that you can see is really dark and dried out looking. You can't really distinguish what's going to become a T-bone and what's going to become a ribeye until the butcher gets a hold of it. And I learned how absolutely critical having good butchers working with your dry-aged meat is.
Yeah.
They turn those big old gnarly things into beautiful, let's say like a New York strip steak emerges from all that. It's very, very impressive. We had it last night, Jerry, and I thought the flavor was great. The moistness, the juiciness of the steak really surprised me. And I think when I compare it to the steaks I've been getting normally at the grocery store, just so much better. They are more expensive, but I'm eating less meat this time in my life, so I'm ready to spend a little bit more to get good quality.
Good for you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.